He said the only way we could hope to establish closer relations would be if we would discontinue our support for Israel, but it was not likely that that was going to happen.
There's a need for a new world order.
Be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting. Why, Mr. Anderson? Why? Why do you persist?
Good afternoon. My name is Richard Delorier. I am the special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston Division. Since Monday's bombings, the FBI and our law enforcement partners have been working around the clock and are fully committed to investigating this matter to bring those responsible to justice. For clarity, these images should be the only ones, and I emphasize the only ones, that the public should view to assist us. Other photos should not be deemed credible and they unnecessarily divert the public's attention in the wrong direction and create undue work for vital law enforcement resources. These images should be the only ones, and I emphasize the only ones, that the public should view to assist us.
Property and life savings of suspected drug users. distributors of pornography will be seized and sold prior to trial. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be placed on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone who fails to attend prescribed worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual rights. Sports broadcasts will proceed as scheduled. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or your supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. Shut up. Consume. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. At last, everything is done for you.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security. That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure. If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately. Report suspicious activity to your local police or sheriff. If you need help, ask a Walmart manager for assistance. Thank you for doing your part to help keep our hometowns safe.
These images should be the only ones, and I emphasize the only ones, that the public should view to assist us.
We, the people, chose to do these things together because we know this country cannot accomplish great things if we pursue nothing greater than our own individual ambition. Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
It is important to emphasize the images from Monday are indelible, and the horror of that day will remain with us forever. This further underscores our obligation to investigate this crime judiciously in order to bring those responsible to justice. The victims and the survivors deserve nothing more. Nothing less, excuse me.
Remember, it's only 2 weeks Sabbath we can keep this guy. So we got to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Ha! Hey, hi, give thanks. Hey, ha, 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 yo, ha.
Fire heights and higher meditation. Come on, say ya, Hebrews with a better education. Yaga, yo, chant for ya. Higher heights and higher meditation. Say ya, the Hebrews with a better education.
Yow, tell the old bucky and stucky and dutty of the whippy and whoppy pitcher to the valley. After we no sick in hospital punctually, judgment the coke and medically. Yo, we straight up, we no deal with folly. Don't go them church, go attend them rally.
Whoopa bobo camp, me go beat me chum. Babylon them dumb, when they set me a come. Because higher heights and higher meditation. And I say ya, Hebrews with a better education.
Yow, yow,
higher heights and higher meditation. Come on, say ya, Hebrews with a better education.
Yow, me want me youth them fi bright. Me no want them grow up and come dark like night.
When you're too illiterate, easy fee get exploit. Why you know your rules, your regulation and your right? Why you fee accept Emmanuel as delight? King Selassie, I give you your toe, your eyesight. Marcus, you have to make your acts a polite.
When you talk and you're going like so bright, I want you to realize. Hey!
Yo! Yo, I say higher heights and higher meditation. Yo, it's a Hebrews with a better education. Come on, chant. Hey, be a higher heights and higher meditation. Chant be a Hebrews with a better education. Yo, me want you know cleansiness, godliness, the whole pack. Remember as a sheep, you must stray from the flock. Don't be soft in your heart if you hard like a rock. You're doping as I am, not turning back. Yo, all this strength, now let it go. Remember, but go tell you so. Sell a boomer, sell a man. Remember anywhere we go. Nothing that comes to us, so. Not even to a top. I feel you're hardworking one that a you matter. Yo,
in this time, while the system a decline, watch out the bubble climb with a clean heart and a free mind. With my savior divine, free me from poverty and crime. Yo, just treat me like lion, can't stop me from shine, for me feel fine. After me no know no where you lost, and can't find. After me no blind, you don't see higher heights and higher meditation. Yo, Hebrews with a better education.
Bobo chant, yo, higher heights and higher meditation. So we want
down on your knees, empty your brain, and love that Bob.
Bob?
The message is now part of and registered in your subconscious mind. Every time you say, see, hear, or think,
Bob,
that's your key phrase. It will trigger the entire message without your being aware of it. It will signal your subconscious mind, flashing a message. The subconscious will listen and absorb this message.
Exactly.
Let's look at the word subgenius. It does not simply mean just below a genius. Sub-G intelligence level can range far, far below genius. The sub-genius does not pretend to super-knowledge, but to sub-knowledge, knowledge of the under-things, the hollow earth from whose darkness issue the Nazi hell creatures and other demons of the abyss. It is in contemplation of the under-things, the underwear lurking just below the clothing of existence, that the sub-genii display what genius they have. The study of this substratum, the foundation garment underlying reality, is the sub-genius's strength, for it is from this source that he or she taps the infinite resources of a force that is completely incomprehensible to humans, the force of slack. Slack, what is it? Well, if you have to ask, you will never know. You were born with original slack, an infinite supply of it, but the conspiracy has most of it now. They don't even know what it is, but that hasn't stopped them from stealing it away. How do you think you ended up a slave to their so-called work?
It's the human condition. It's things falling apart. It's fat ladies in double-knit jumpsuits beating their kids in Kroger's.
True slack is by definition indefinable. It is a kind of direct perception, unfettered by common sense. It is not mere laziness. It is rather a kind of active sloth. Slack in its pure form makes happiness seem like agony by comparison. Next to slack, the nirvana known to mystics and saints is like endless torment. Slack is different for each person. One might call it something for nothing. But the normals, the mediocritans, the somnambulacs and pseudo-subslans have tried to make it something which we have been led to believe we must work to buy. It is this yearning for slack that separates us from the normals. the human may live out his entire life in a grinding cycle of slacklessness, his hours consumed by meaningless toil, interspersed with meaningless leisure. Yet he never feels cheated. He thinks it is natural. Perhaps we should pity them, but face it, most people are venal jerks, half-witted cattle racing each other to be first to the slaughterhouse and stampeding you along with them.
Death to the anti-Bob and pink creatures who would defame our temple.
Wouldn't you like revenge on these mediocritans, these pink boys, these box-dwelling Barbies and Kens, these normals who have made normality the norm? Pinks are but living stereotypes, insensate meat puppets and food tubes who lack and fear the spark of originality that ignites every subgenius soul. But the long, senseless march into slacklessness may soon come to an end. Oh, it won't happen without a bitter struggle, but at least there is hope.
For in this, the 20th century, we have seen the coming of a savior, a beacon of slack, a banner behind which we may all unite. It is the coming of J.R. Bob Dobbs and his mighty Church of the Subgenius.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, has announced a partnership between the General Services Administration and the Federal Protective Service on the If You See Something, Say Something campaign.
We're taking this effort even a bit further by expanding the If You See Something, Say Something campaign to the more than 9,000 federal facilities across our country that are owned or leased by the General Services Administration and protected by our own Federal Protective Service.
After her remarks, Secretary Napolitano declined to comment on the Baltimore bomb plot of a military recruitment center, but says there is an increasing amount of, quote, homegrown terrorist activity in the United States.
Well, my assessment is that the threat environment now is increasingly active, and that it is not restricted to plots that are hatched overseas and then flown into the United States, but that it also now includes an increasing amount of hometown or homegrown terrorist activity, particularly by individuals who have become radicalized and associated with Al-Qaeda or Islamist terrorism beliefs and techniques and tactics. So one of the reasons that we are doing all of the many things that we are doing is to make sure that people are aware, that businesses are aware, that members of the community are aware, and that we know that there's a shared responsibility here in terms of our own security.
Homeland security begins with hometown security.
I think I addressed that, thank you, and I think I addressed that question in my statement by saying the only official photos that should be officially relied upon in this investigation are those you see before you today.
Why are you denying that there was bomb drills Monday morning? We got photographs on Infowars.com, folks, of contracts.
Next question, please. Next question, please.
Number nine.
Thank you.
We may be witnessing the beginning of an era that will mean the complete annihilation of man.
Number nine. situation.
They are standing still.
Upon the telegraph.
Number 9, number
2 days ago, we were working methodically with a sense of urgency to identify the responsible.
Discontinue our support business again is not likely that that was going to happen.
The Watusi. The twist. Take this, brother.
It's the need for a new world order.
Must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. Just know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting. Why, Mr. Anderson? Why do you persist?